This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
An airline wanted to charge my boss $40 for airborne internet last week. She declined the offer. And other add-on charges can tug at the wallet. Pillows, bottled water, one airline says, if your carry-on doesn't fit into what looks like an umbrella stand, it'll cost you. This is in part to make way for lower base fares. But is the add-on pricing system actually good for the airlines? Audrey Quinn reports.
Harry Paul and Alex Thompson are heading to visit family in Haiti. The couple showed up at LaGuardia Airport with three bags between them, and here's what they found when they got to the Spirit Airlines ticket counter.
It's $160 for the three bags that we checked in.
Yeah.
$160?
Yep.
When you bought the ticket,
I didn't see it anywhere. It's the worst.
This kind of add-on pricing may actually be just as bad for airlines as it is for travelers. That's according to a new study by Shenjun Gan. He's a University of Texas Dallas economist. He modeled how add-on pricing works for airline companies. He called them firms.
The firm is losing money on the base product.
They're losing money on the discount flight.
And is earning money on the add-on.
But here's the problem with relying on that add-on income. The people who are most attracted to the discount base fare are the people flying on their own money, vacation travelers like the couple headed to Haiti. They're also the ones most sensitive to high add-on prices. So airlines can lure them in with bargain tickets, but they're going to have trouble earning much from them in add-ons.
Because if you charge a high price, those vacation travelers will go to another airline.
And these days, it's super easy to compare ticket prices online. If an airline was to go back to all-inclusive pricing, their higher ticket price would probably scare customers away. It's a lose-lose situation.
Oh, I think that companies like Expedia themselves will eventually get smarter about how they present those things.
That's Nikki Baird. She's a partner with the analyst group Retail Systems Research. She says that's the solution. If travel sites start showing the full price of the ticket plus the add-ons, customers can choose the better all-around airline deal.
If we get to that situation on a more regular basis, then the advantage of sort of nickel and diming consumers at every turn will go away.
Which could help make all-inclusive pricing popular again for both travelers and airlines. And in the meantime, Harry Paul and Alex Thompson say they've learned their lesson about choosing low-cost airlines with high add-on prices.
Yeah, it's not really cost-effective.
Yeah, never again.
This couple says next time they'll check for baggage fees before they get to the airport. In New York, I'm Audrey Quinn for Marketplace.